You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on. Number one.
This is Five On, and Mark Grody is in for Leila Rahimi. Marshall Harris is in the house. Here's question number one. Who is your MVP of the Bears preseason?
It's a tough question. It is, because I don't know that there is anybody who just is absolutely obvious where you're like, come on, this is not even a question. I guess this is the reason why we're asking the question. And after some careful thought about it, I think the guy that stands out the most to me has been Olamide Zaccheaus. This despite the bad handoff connection between him and Caleb Williams on the first play of the game on Sunday. But Olamide Zaccheaus seems to be, during the preseason, the safety valve for Caleb Williams. And by the way, on that fourth drive of the game, there was a key 25-yard pass to Olamide Zaccheaus after they missed on the Rome 50-50 ball. And that's more on Rome than it was on Caleb. Maybe all on Rome on that particular play, which would have been a great play. But I just, throughout camp, throughout the preseason games, Olamide Zaccheaus is there. There was the play, I think it was it against Buffalo, where he caught the ball in the middle of the field, then got sort of made a couple moves on a couple defenders, had a bunch of yards after the catch. I don't remember if he got into the end zone, but he just seems like while you expect DJ Moore and Roma Dunze to be your top targets, and maybe even Colston Loveland.
What about that second-round pick?
That second-round pick named Luther Burden? Yes, but look, like Olamide Zaccheaus is going to be the guy who, like in the third quarter, like maybe he'll have no catches, then all of a sudden he'll make the biggest catch of the game. So I'm going to go Olamide Zaccheaus as my MVP, and then I think we just agreed before we started the segment that we can do honorable mention, and I am going to give that to Nashawn Wright. Understanding that he gave up the 58-yard pass to Tyquan Thornton and had a penalty as well, he did not have a particularly good game, but good on him to make a name for himself to the point where, like, I know Terrell Smith is out for the season now with his injury, to the point where it felt like Nashawn Wright had a chance to pass up Terrell Smith on the depth chart. They seem to really like Nashawn Wright, and he's played well most of the time, so I give the nod to him for honorable mention.
Okay. For me, the preseason MVP for the Bears, probably the guy that led all the NFL in touchdown passes.
Uh-oh.
That's Tyson Bagent. Okay. All the Bobs lean in closer to your speaker. Tyson Bagent, three games played, 46 of 69, That's a 66.7% completion percentage. 511 yards, including 7.4 yards per attempt. 5 touchdowns. 1 interception. That's an interception percentage of 1.4, by the way. And a rating of 106.6. Plus, oh, did he lead a game-winning drive in the final preseason game?
He did.
Yeah, he's that guy. Tyson Bagent. He's a preseason beast.
He was 20 for 28 with 212 yards and 3 touchdowns and the game-winning touchdown pass to Jihadi Walker. We're very good in the preseason. I accept your answer.
All right. We're going to go treat this like it's a pitcher for the honorable mention. My honorable mention, the guy with zero solo sacks, forced fumbles, interceptions, Dayo Odingbo. Because you were out there, big guy.
Well, you were hard on
you
him.
You were out
man.
There.
Yeah.
How much is he getting paid again?
Oh, yeah. How many sacks is he? What's his career high? 6 sacks in a season?
2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's right. 8.
He did have 19 pressures, and some people believe a pressure is just as good as a sack.
Get the hell out of here with that.
So, Dayo, preseason's over. You didn't quite make it to preseason MVP, but now you can be the Bears' defensive MVP in the regular season, which is much more important if you know, do something to someone behind the line of scrimmage and get the pressure mounted. Because right now, I don't see a whole lot of pressure being caused by this Bears' defensive line.
Number 2.
Okay, we're done with the preseason. Important question here on August 25th. Which Bears injury do you find to be most concerning?
It's a great question. The easy answer is Terrell Smith because, well, he's done for the year. So that's the most concerning.
That falls in the category of that sucks. You know what I mean? Like that because he's out.
Beyond him, I think it's going to be Kyler Gordon. They got big plans for him last I checked. That's the guy who was mentioned by name at the introductory press conference for Dennis Allen. And when's he coming back, Mark?
Look, he was on the field before the game the other night.
No. When's he going to be in pads playing tackle football?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why it's the most concerning to me.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, Kyler Gordon is right up there for me. That might even be it. It's not. Not worried about Jalen Johnson.
You're not worried about. Why are you not worried
about?
I'm not
worried
about
Jalen Johnson. I'm just not worried about him.
Okay, he's going to be ready for week one? You're confident?
I don't know what's going on with Jalen Johnson.
Oh, how can you not be worried if you don't know what's going on with him?
He's going to play.
Okay, is he going to be out there running around chasing Justin Jefferson?
I do. Yes. I am, unless something really bad happens before.
Well, that's, you can say that about anybody.
I know I'm being coy
what
here.
What do you know?
Yeah, what do you know, Mark Grody?
I don't know anything.
I'm going to extract it out of you. Do you know something about Jalen Johnson that we don't know?
No, I don't. I just think Jalen Johnson is going to play. That's all.
Is he going to travel?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's going to travel. What do you mean? Oh, with the wide receiver. That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That I don't know.
Because it's one thing to be quote-unquote healthy. It's another thing to tell us you have all these individual goals for the season. You haven't taken a snap of preseason or training camp, you know, full football.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be... What?
Yeah, I think he's going to be there. He'll be playing. I think he'll be fine. I think he's fine.
So is the injury something we shouldn't be worried about?
I don't think you should. No, I would say that's probably fair. I think you shouldn't be too worried. I think Jalen Johnson's going to play. What was the question for this segment?
What do you know? Yeah, that was the question. What do you know?
Which Bears injury do you find to be most concerning is the question.
Now, where were we with Jalen Johnson? No.
You're just trolling us now.
No, I really do like – I think Jalen's going to play, okay? I do like the Kyler Gordon
answer. You think
answer.
That's the answer?
I think that might be the answer. I'm a little nervous. I know this sounds crazy because it's like he hasn't lived up to expectations. I am nervous about Tremaine Edmonds being hurt right now.
I thought he had a better preseason, though. Better training camp than...
Oh, he's had a great training
camp.
So
then, as long as he's healthy, but you don't know if he's going to be healthy.
I think he's okay, but he has... Tremaine Edmonds has I should have brought him up for MVP. I mean, the guy's had 3 interceptions. The first play from scrimmage in 11-on-11 in training camp was a Tremaine Edmonds interception of Caleb Williams. We zeroed in on that because it was Caleb threw a pick instead of Tremaine Edmonds had an interception. So maybe Tremaine Edmonds is actually my answer for both of the MVP and most concerned injury.
Didn't he intercept Josh Allen as well?
He might have.
I can't remember. I'm trying to... Yeah.
You know what? Let's just go with it. It's the preseason. Yep. No. He did intercept Josh Allen. Yes.
I'm going to look that up while we go on to our next question.
Number three.
Third question on Five On It with Raheem and Harris, Mark Rohde, and for Layla. We shift to the Cubs. Do you believe Cubs outfielder Kyle Tucker is all the way back?
I'm all the way back. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way back.
Are you okay?
I got to tell you, he did look like himself. He did look like himself at the plate. I take into the conversation that it is the Angels, and that is, my God, those crowds sucked, except for, was it Saturday that there was a good crowd? It's pretty hard to just say after that, after his worst slump in his career, that he's back. But it sure looked like he was back. Like, the approach at the plate, there was nothing lucky about it. There was no bloops. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you watch the games, the two-out RBI hit was maybe my favorite of the whole thing, because that's just clutch in the game yesterday, the 4-3 win over the Angels. So I guess if I got to say yes or no, Kyle Tucker's back, everybody.
The way you said that, though, was such a... Kyle Tucker! Tuck!
King Tuck, baby! I don't know. It's a tough question. I don't even know if it's a fair question, to be honest.
Well, if they were fair questions, they'd be boring questions.
That's true.
So.
That's true. We all signed off on it, folks. We huddle up before the show. We throw stuff at each other. We fight. We yell. Robbie threw hot coffee on my face today.
Yeah.
Backstage.
What do you know, though?
Backstage.
Shut up, man.
I'll say this.
Don't ruin this.
I think Kyle Tucker is back. Will he have a dip between now and the end of the regular season? Maybe, but I think he's... back. I don't think he's going to go another 25 games without hitting a home run.
You're entitled to have slumps. Everybody, I knew Kyle Tucker was going to have a slump, but not like that one.
It's the longest homerless slump of his career, except for the start of his career when he went, I think, 26 games without a home run.
Right.
So I think he's back and he's good. The question is your guy back?
PCA?
No.
Matt Shaw, the new PCA?
No, the guy you told me was underrated, but looks real regular.
Saya?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great question. Like, all this angst over PCA and Kyle Tucker has covered up some of the other issues. Now they're all like, oh, crap, now they're on to us. King Tuck is back. Now we put the spotlight on Saya. Come on, Saya.
7 RBI in a single series. Looks like he's back to me. Also, PCA game-winning home run in the Friday night game.
GWH?
Excuse me?
Game-winning homer.
Oh, is that? Oh,
I just
that,
do that sometimes. Nobody says that, but I said it.
Well, you said
nobody
GWH,
says it.
Not DWH.
Game winning homer.
R.
GWH.
But GWH.
I don't have time for that R.
Game winning hit.
Who has time for the R?
But you're leaving confusion because it'd be game winning hit.
Why say a lot word when few word do trick?
So that's all I'm saying, Mark, is game winning hit is what that sounds like when you say GWH.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, he did have the go ahead home run against Kenley Jansen. Hey, there's Kenley Jansen.
What happened to Kenley Jansen?
He's,
oh, he's
on
playing
the Angels.
After dark, and you're not going to see him unless your team's also playing after dark.
That is what I said when I was like, oh, yeah. He's so diminished now that he's not with the Dodgers, Kenley Jansen.
The Angels are a different beast. You know how I know that? Because Shohei Ohtani was with the Angels, and now he's with the Dodgers, and those are two different players.
Whatever happened to Mike Trout, by the way?
He's diminished.
Been playing. Yeah, diminished.
Diminished.
Yeah.
He diminished. So, yeah. Yeah, Kyle Tucker's back.
Okay, he's back.
Number four.
By the way, real quick, you two. Is Kyle Tucker back?
Oh, we're back, baby.
Ray?
I am not there yet. I loved to see that he was productive. I cannot declare that Kyle Tucker is back until I see it for a longer stretch, but that's where I'm at. Happy for what we saw, though.
Next question.
All right, question number four. Were you hoping 2016 Cubs World Series champion and current Angel Kyle Hendricks would pitch well against his former team on Sunday?
Why?
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 Because of the nostalgia and the love for the one of the members of the 2016 World Series Championship team.
Let me tell you something. Dancing like delirious children.
We're almost a decade away from that. Do you want to see nostalgia about a championship that already happened, or do you want to see another championship?
Another championship.
Kyle Hendricks pitching poorly against the Cubs is another step towards another championship. Improving where you are positioned in the standings.
But what if you still love him?
Excuse me?
What if you still love him?
What have you?
You can love him. You can love him. Guess what? You can love him. You can celebrate him when he comes back to the Cubs as a Cubs Hall of Famer. You can do all those things.
What if you still love him and you don't want to see him get hurt?
He didn't get hurt.
Emotionally.
Is he your favorite player, Ray? Kyle Hendricks?
Oh, I just got a lot of love for him. There were so many players I loved from that 2016 team.
Come here, Kyle. Let me give you a hug.
Did they hurt you, Kyle?
I have to admit, I was, before the game, I was listening to Hit and Run as I was driving back from my parents' house and listened to Judson Richards, and he had on Alex Cohen, and they were being very careful about how they talked about, I think Alex put it as, it's going to be bittersweet to see, which is correct. He's spot on. The way they were talking about, like, you got it, because he's one of the greats. He's, I think it was Tommy Hottovy who said that he should be on the Mount Rushmore of Cubs pitchers, which is another great question to throw down the line. Who should be on the Cubs Mount Rushmore?
That is a great question.
Oh, it really is. I mean, we know a couple of the guys, you know, two Hall of Famers, and yeah. Fergie Jenkins and Greg Maddux, but there is some interpretation to be done. John Lester should probably be there. You know my love for Mark Pryor, but that was only a two-year wonder, so... I do.
No, this is a great question. Maybe yeah. we'll have to reference it.
Hey, we're doing an addendum. We're doing an addendum.
But I think if you're rooting for Kyle Hendricks, what does that mean?
What I was going to say here was I listened to them. I totally got where they were coming from. Jim DeShays, before the broadcast started, said, let's hope for a good start out of Kyle Hendricks and that the Cubs attack the Cubs bullpen. I'm as sentimental as anybody about the 2016 Cubs growing up as a Cubs fan and having done the pre and post game and being there for every second between 2015 and 2017. I was not feeling the sentimentality. I guarantee you, if it was April, I would have been, and I would have gone along with the Jim DeShays program and the Alex Cohen program. But watching, no.
We're in a pennant race.
It was good to see him. I was like, yep, that's Kyle Hendricks. He looks like Kyle Hendricks. He's throwing like Kyle Hendricks. Now hit this man, and then we'll love him some more after the game. So, no, I was off. We don't have time. There's no time for games right now.
It's different in the last third of the season when you're chasing a team in
the playoffs.
This
is serious stuff, man.
Number five.
Fifth question here on Five on It with Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody is here. It's a life question because yesterday I woke up, I went to the parking lot, and I had a flat tire. Ugh. I was very sad. Jesus. I had friends and family there, though, to help me to fix it up. But
whoa.
The one thing is... I didn't know how to change a tire. The question to you guys, do you guys know how to change a flat tire?
Guess what? I do, which is weird because you guys don't know me well enough to know that I am not mechanically inclined. But one time...
At band camp,
that's right. There was a flute. No. Boy, I'm really drawing in my Lincoln, Illinois days. Back when I was a youngin. I was early 20s, I was living in Bloomington Normal at the time because that's where I went to college. I'd have to drive 40 minutes every day to do a morning show in Lincoln, Illinois. In the dead of winter, I popped a tire in the middle of nowhere. And I think it was on 74. No, that's the Peoria Road. But anyway, it doesn't matter. And I was like, ugh. I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't know what to do. I was like, Mark, you're going to have to change a tire right now. And guess what? I figured it out. Just kind of like everything was logical. I changed the tire. I couldn't have been more proud of myself. Thanks for asking.
Also, of course I can change a flat tire. When I was in school at Mississippi State University, Highway 82, remember like it was yesterday, popped a tire, as Grody just described. Tread came right off that thing.
Pop, pop.
And got my jack out. Took me a longer than it should have.
Jack, yeah.
Because I had to figure out, okay, how does this particular... Because a lot of jacks were different back then. This is an 87 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Jesus.
The Gray Ghost. It was half loaded. What does that mean, you ask? Power locks,
no
manual
low
windows.
Rider. Okay. You got that low ride going?
So what was funny was I put the spare on to go...
The little bike tire?
Yeah. I go get a new tire.
Those tires look so soft.
1 week later... Popped another tire, changed that thing in under 20 minutes. And I was like, you know what?
Wow.
I really know how to change a tire now.
Put this guy in a pit crew, man.
Well, because at that point, you just did it. So you know exactly how much, you know, it's good. Everybody who owns a car should know how to pop a tire. Although, if I popped a tire today, well, in my current state, I'd definitely be calling AAA. Everyone should have AAA. Let me start with that. Everyone should have AAA.
Amen. Yeah.
See, in this modern age, though, I can just imagine on the side of a highway, because people my age, I don't think, know how to change a tire. Maybe they do, and I'm just an outlier. But I feel like there's going to be so many people on the side of a road pulling out their phone to YouTube, having YouTube out tutorial how to change a tire.
That's a good point.
But I also feel like that's extremely dangerous to be doing that in the side of the road while changing a tire. But I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Also a good point. But yeah, I think with YouTube, you can figure out how to do anything now. Most things that people should know how to do, you can figure it out.
So would you say this is an essential skill you need to have, is to change a tire?
It's something that you need to have. Yes.
Because if she leaves
your ass,
she's going to leave with what?
Hair.
Yeah. Okay. But you're not saying she's
a gold digger?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could be very careful leading up to these.
I was just leading the horse to water to see if you were
drinking. It was like the word you used at our meeting today.
What word was that?
I can't. I won't say it. NAACP.
Well, I just said CP time. And you're like, I don't use those. I was like, you never talked about the NAACP?
Got me there.
The National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People?
That's right. I said, can I say what I said to you?
Sure.
I said, I feel very uncomfortable using the word colored people.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. CP time.
Yeah, CP.
That's what we're talking about.
Why? Why? Wasn't expecting Mark Grody to shout out my rinky-dink hometown of Lincoln, Cracker Barrel, who was the second nicest restaurant in
what
town.
What was the nicest restaurant in town is what I want to know.
There was a lot of cool establishments in Lincoln, Illinois. Shout out to Lincoln, Illinois. You know, the Lincoln Rail Splitters, the Railers, Neil Alexander back in the day. I'm talking to a very, very specific group of people right now. So no more narrow casting. We need to take a break. When we come back, it's Marshall time.
It's a 5-game deficit for the Cubs.
It is.
Why I've never felt better about a team with a 5-game deficit and their ability to overcome. That's when we come back with more Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody, and for Layla on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So as I told you guys yesterday, this is a good baseball team that's earned a very good position in the future and excitement for the last 6 weeks or last 7 weeks of the season. And we're looking forward to that. And
that means there's challenges, man. Like, bring them on. We're not scared of these challenges, and the guys in there aren't scared of these challenges. You've got to earn playoff spots.
Listen to that.
Thuggish, Ruggish, and the Bone?
Yeah.
All of it? I was just in Cleveland a couple weeks ago, so I know all about it. But you know what?
I thought you'd have a better reaction to this.
Well, I mean,
Thuggish, Ruggish, Bone.
I enjoy it. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite song.
I posted the Kyle Schwarber statistics on Instagram with this song because it was his walk-up song, and it's a badass song. And you're like, "What do you know about this?"
I did say, "What do you know about that?"
Now you're not even going to react to it.
That was my fault. I disrespected you.
You did.
And your knowledge.
No, I wouldn't call it that. I understand. Like, I didn't know
that was your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, it's not my wheelhouse necessarily, but I like it.
I'm more of a meet me at the crossroads
okay
kind of guy when it comes to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's just kind of like a badass workout song. And it just worked for Kyle Schwarber so perfectly because he's so what? Okay, tell me what's on your mind.
No, because I listen to old school R&B when I work out. Like 90s R&B.
How do you get adrenalized doing that?
It keeps me composed and calm and everything else.
Oh, I got to have like Limp Bizkit rocking.
I can see that. See that I can
Nirvana
see.
Nirvana going hard. Yeah, that's out. But something like that, like Public Enemy, come on.
Okay, you want something a little more upbeat.
Can't trust this? Please.
Do you want to be upbeat right now?
I do. All right, here we are. It's the Rahimi and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi, and Marshall is feeling really good about the Cubs.
It's not that I'm feeling good about the Cubs. It's that all of you should be feeling good about the Cubs. The Cubs are ready to make a run. The Cubs are ready to make a run.
Well,
there are
31
games left in the season, Mark Grody.
Uh-huh.
The Cubs are 5 games back from the best record in baseball, which just happens to belong to the Milwaukee Brewers in their division. They're going to catch the Brewers. Here's why.
What?
Here's why. 5 games, 5 weeks to play. They're going to make up a game each week, except for this thing is going to be down to 2 or 3 games in a matter of a week. Okay? Here's the thing you need to understand. Over the next week and a half, the Cubs are going to make up most, if not all, of that 5 games. Got that?
I think you are vastly underestimating what the Brewers have done.
I don't like saying this, but
the Brewers are really good.
You know who the Brewers are? Remember my Super Mario Brothers analogy where I said they had the star, they were invincible, just running through everything?
Uh-huh.
And I told you that star was wearing off, and it did. And then the Cubs beat them 3 out of 5 games. And then after that, they faced another team at home, mind you, that they lost 2 out of 3 against in the San Francisco Giants. So now, not only is the star worn off, but now Super Mario looks like he's been hit. And what happens when Super Mario gets hit? He goes from being Super Mario to just regular old Mario.
Oh, no.
So you really think that basically you're saying that what we've seen from the Brewers is not really the Brewers. Was it a 14-game winning streak? Is that what it was? That none of that was real?
I'm not saying it's over. And here's what I mean
that would be saying that you are saying that that wasn't real.
No, I'm saying
they got a 5-game lead, so you're saying they're going to choke.
It was a moment in time.
Dude, if you say, like, and I'm all for it. If you're saying the Cubs are going to catch them, that is a colossal collapse for the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that does not collapse.
Here's why it's not a choke job. This is just simple analytics and run the numbers. 31 games left. Each team has 10 series. In fact, every team in Major League Baseball has 10 series left on their schedule. Here's the difference between the Cubs and everybody else. The Cubs have 7 games, 2 series out of 10 against teams with winning records. That's 4 games against the Reds in Cincinnati and 3 games at home against the Mets. Every other series they play will be against a team with a losing record. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
They have the second easiest schedule the rest of the way. The Cubs. Oh, with Kyle Tucker, who apparently has found himself. Meanwhile, the Brewers, half their series are against teams with winning records, including This, just in the next 2 weeks, they will face Toronto on the road for three. Who's winning the American League East
well,
right now?
They are leading the American League East.
They
right
will
now.
Face the Phillies for three. Who's leading the National League East? That'd be the
Kyle
Phillies.
Schwarber.
Well, yes, the fighting Kyle Schwarbers.
The bone.
They've got three at Texas. They've got three at San Diego and three against Cincinnati to end the season. So over the next 2 weeks, while they're facing the Blue Jays and the Phillies, the Cubs will be going Giants, Rockies, Braves, Nats. That's where the majority of that damage is going to be done if they don't erase all five games in the next 2 weeks.
Well, let's just hope that the Cubs continue to treat those teams the way they treated the Angels, because it hasn't always been that simple this year for the Cubs when they have played lesser opponents. Oftentimes, that plan has not worked. By the way, 312-644-6767 is the phone number here. If you agree with Marshall that the Cubs can ease, and you laid it out well, that they could overtake the Cubs. Now, here is why. Like, what you're saying is sensible. It's understandable that you would look at schedules and say, that's the lesser team. The Milwaukee Brewers have a harder schedule. Unfortunately, it just seems like, specifically with the Cubs, over the last 2 years, you may have had similar scenarios, and the Cubs failed to come through, and then all of a sudden you have an 82 or 83 win season, or whatever it was, exactly the last. Was it 83 the last 2 years? 83-79? Where in 2023, Cubs choked. They had a 95% chance of going to the playoffs. They stopped hitting the baseball, and maybe they're through their slump. Maybe this we're seeing the end of the offensive slump. But I do get worried when the weather starts to go cold. There better be enough of a streak or a sample size of the offense coming back to life. The problem here is that I just don't believe in the schedule thing as rote as maybe you do, and a lot of other people. There are texters that are agreeing with you for sure.
Do you believe in pitching?
I do.
Do you know where the Cubs starting pitching
number
ranks?
One since the All-Star break?
They've been unbelievable.
They have been, which is why if the Cubs do make the playoffs, I do subscribe to your theory of it's a short series and Matthew Boyd, Cade Horton, Shota Imanaga. Like, what's the order? Is it Shota?
Well, why is the Cade Horton like a question? Oh, it was about order, not whether
order,
or not Cade Horton.
Yeah. And look, Cade Horton has been great. He's been great. Am I ready to anoint him as a great pitcher? No, but he has been great lately.
So, because the starting pitching has been so good, we know the hitting slumps. But even when the hitting slumps, did at any point they lose a series by getting swept in a three-game series while that hitting was slumping? No. They haven't been swept in a three-game series all year. They'll do just enough to stick around 500. Now we're seeing what they can do when the hitting is actually there. And my point is that pitching looks pretty good, the starting pitching.
Absolutely.
And so because the starting pitching looks good, you're going to be in every game. Rarely have they been blown out. It's been a lot of frustrating losses by a run, two runs, three runs. That's what it's been. Where is the offense?
Yeah.
If Kyle Tucker's hitting the way he's hitting, and the other guys are hitting the way they've been hitting, minus Seiya Suzuki, they should be fine. The magic number is 5. 59-11 when they score 5 runs. 59-11. But overall, this Cubs offense, this Cubs pitching staff, everything is lined up to do well. And the Brewers aren't invincible, which I've been screaming for 2 weeks.
No, okay.
The Brewers are not invincible.
No, you're right. Here's what I think the Brewers are, though. And this is, and you're right about all that. Like, you watch, and they're a try-hard team that has to max out every game they play, and it's worked. You know what they remind me of? Was it 2 years ago? The Arizona Diamondbacks went to the World Series with a very similar style team. Do you remember that? I know it's hard to remember.
I disagree with some of the assumptions here.
They ran... That Arizona Diamondbacks team ran up a storm. Like, they would just steal bases. Good defense, but not the greatest hitting, if I recall correctly. But they were a max effort team. So like, the formula was so good that they made it to the World Series. And then, who did they play? I know they got beat up pretty badly
the
in
Rangers.
The World Series. It was the Rangers, yes. Tejas, yes. So it ran out, but they got to the World Series like that. Unfortunately, that's the style of team that I think the Brewers are. Although I like the way you're talking. And by the way, I will say, because scared was my word a couple of weeks ago about the Cubs, right? Like when things were starting to fall apart. And I've never said that the Cubs won't go to the playoffs, but I was scared. I was scared about things happening. I am less scared today. And part of it is...
But you're still scared.
Well, less scared. So yeah, I guess that would definitely indicate that I'm still scared. Not just because they're only five games back, because guess what happened to me?
What happened?
I have accepted Jesus Christ. No, I have accepted that... I'm sorry, I did a church service on Friday, okay?
You
Chuck Swirsky and I presided
right
over... So yes, I have accepted the Lord as my Savior, but... Also, I've accepted that the Cubs are going to be a wild card team. So I'm less scared now because now I could say, oh, they're in pretty good position for the wild card.
Wait, when
so
you
I'm
were scared, you didn't accept that they were going to be a wild card
team? No, that was my whole point. Like, I wasn't ready to.
You thought the Reds were going to catch the Cubs?
No. I was saying I was still about the Cubs winning the division then. Like, I wasn't even thinking about the wild card. Remember the prediction I made way back when?
Well, yeah, that was a dumb prediction, and you've since corrected course. Overcorrected, I might add.
Yeah, well, you guys hit me with it enough, so I had to correct myself.
It was just too early to be saying the things you were saying.
Oh, I got
to.
I still think that Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, 7.5 games.
That was on July 19th.
The congratulations of the Cubs. Even I can say I sound
so
condescending right
there. 7.5 games. It was 6.5, and they didn't win that day, so it didn't go to 7.5. But 6.5 games, now down by 5, but they've been down by as many as 9, right? And so by virtue of that, a 14.5 game swing at some point from the Cubs being up to the Cubs being down. Now they're back within 5, though.
Yeah, wouldn't you say, though, Marshall? By the way,
that was on July 19th when Mark Grody said that.
I took a screenshot today. I was reading in the Athletic. Happened to be reading Patrick Mooney's article, and he wrote at the top of the paragraph, he wrote, "Baseball, this is great. Baseball is designed to make everyone's sweeping statements often look foolish." Did he write that because of me?
I don't think your statement was sweeping, though. I think your statement was just
foolish.
It should have been swept into the gutter.
just foolish.
So anyway, bottom line is this. 5 games back, 31 to play. The Cubs are going to make up that ground.
Would it not be amazing to you, though, if the Cubs won the division? You're making it sound simple.
I don't think it would be amazing. I think it would be understandable based on what I just laid out.
I think amazing.
Follow logic.
Amazing or understandable? 312-644-6767.
Logical.
Break up the tension, please.
Maybe the Cubs have a rookie of the year, and it's not the guy I predicted would have a chance at rookie of the year at the beginning of the season.
It's the new PCA. It's the real PCA. You're on board with me finally on that.
No,
Matt Shaw is
no.
The real PCA. Does anybody know?
It's not a position player. There's a hint. We'll pay that off on the other side. You're listening to Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Cade Horton goes right after the Angels and mows them down. Swing and a miss on a good high fastball. Cade Horton. 1-2. It's in there for strike three. Oh, Trout caught looking. Strikes out for the third time.
His efficiency and like how many outs he's getting in these outings is, you know, I didn't expect this when we kind of decided to do this, really.
Cubs gave the Angels a skull thumping on Saturday, beat the Angels 12-1. Cade Horton, as they were just talking about, you heard Craig Counsell and Pat Hughes on The Score. Cade Horton goes six innings, did not allow a single run, three hits, seven strikeouts, one walk, 74 pitches. As we bring you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score, I am Mark Rohde, in for Leila Rahimi. So the question comes, and we are open too, by the way, 312-644-6767. The question now, Marshall, has Cade Horton made his case for Rookie of the Year? He has been putting on a charge lately, except for the blister game, which I guess we can just blame on the blister because he was bad in the previous start. I will allow for it. I think the injury affected him in his previous start.
He was bad?
Yeah. In the blister game?
He wasn't bad. He gave up a run in three innings.
Three innings. So he was struggling early. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
I mean, he did not look good.
He looked fine. He gave up one run. I'm a bottom line guy. Here's a bottom line.
I'm not
line
a bottom line guy. I'm watching the game.
Here's a bottom line.
Yeah.
How many pitchers in Cubs history have given up two runs over the span of seven straight starts?
No, he's been great. I'm just telling you like it is. You're telling me that you... So was his performance before this game, was that good?
It was fine. He gave up a run over three innings.
If he was pitching,
it wasn't bad. It was just fine.
Okay.
Bad is he gave up six runs in three innings.
He didn't look good to me. And I'm saying it's because of the blister.
Okay, that's fine, but I don't think he was bad.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I don't think he was bad.
You just don't like my choice of adjective.
I don't, but words matter.
Is that too hard for you?
Words matter.
I know you like it soft, like Bone Thugs and Harmony. You like Crossroads.
Meet me at the Crossroads.
I'll
you won't
thuggish,
be alone.
Ruggish.
That's real. Look, Cade Horton, heading into the weekend, depending on who you went with, the odds were at 25-1 or 20-1 on him to win National League Rookie of the Year. So that means if you put down $10, you win a lot of money.
You couldn't quite complete the math, could
no,
you?
No, I got it. $250
okay.
Or $200. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't come at me on my math.
No, I know. I was surprised.
So
it's like a lot of money.
He's now plus $150. That means if you bet the same $10, you would only win $15.
Okay, that means that his odds are growing to
he's
be the rookie.
He's got the best odds of any player to win National League Rookie of the Year. That's crazy, right? In the matter of a weekend, he went from 20-1 or 25-1 to now you got to bet $10 just to win $15.
That's pretty good.
So now he's surpassed the next nearest guy who happens to be a Brewer and Isaac Collins, who's kind of cooled off. And then there's Drake Baldwin, who the Cubs will see for
six
games.
Baldwin?
Not James Baldwin.
Where is James Baldwin these days?
I don't know where
Charlotte?
James Baldwin is. I don't think that's where he is. But You digress. Not I. You digress.
You told me I digressed. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Matt Shaw, by the way, still at plus 2,500 because he can't even get in the lineup every day.
That's true. He's got to be in the right situation. I actually didn't have... I did have a problem with it.
That's who I thought was going to be in the rookie of the year running. And technically, he's still got the fourth best odds, depending on who you ask.
Did you have a problem when Craig Counsell said kind of casually about Shaw, well, you know, we've put him in some pretty favorable positions lately, like almost telling people don't get to settle down.
Here's the problem I had with that.
Yeah.
If you put him in favorable situations, I've seen the rest of your lineup. The rest of your lineup was also in those favorable situations, then they did not produce like Matt Shaw.
Yeah.
So you tell me.
Well, I've always, and I always come back to this, and I'm sorry I'm doing it again. I learned a lot from Joe Maddon, you know, my 3 years close with the Cubs, and there was a player named Albert Almora who everybody wanted him to play every single day because it's Albert Almora, and he was the first draft pick the Theo Epstein regime ever made, and he was supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to be really good. And he couldn't hit in certain situations against certain pitchers. And so Joe Maddon wouldn't play him every day. People were appalled because when he did play, he played pretty well. That was a manager putting his player in situations in which to want, and he proved correct in that case.
I have a question.
Joe Maddon. Now, I'm not saying that's I'm not saying that that's the exact same thing that's going. I'm not saying Craig Counsell is right. He's putting him in positions to succeed, and he wouldn't succeed otherwise. But I am giving Craig Counsell a chance as an above-average manager in Major League Baseball to say, hey, maybe he knows the player. And that he would thrive in these situations and maybe not in others.
In the games Albert Almora was producing, were other people producing in that lineup?
Oh, yeah.
In the games where Matt Shaw was producing, were other people producing in that lineup?
It doesn't matter. Why wouldn't you want everybody producing in the lineup? But you're saying it's okay if one guy in the lineup doesn't... It's okay, everybody else is doing well. You could go 0-for-5. We're good. Just play defense. Have fun out there.
No, my point is he made it sound like Matt Shaw was being put in favorable situations. Does that mean everybody else was not in those games where Matt Shaw was doing all the work and nobody else was hitting? If you look at all the players that had sub-800 OPSs since the All-Star break, this dude's OPSing over 1,000 and he can't get regular run? Come on, man.
Couple texts here. 847. Matt Shaw had a good few weeks, but he has been struggling a bit. Let's be real, says the texter. Good last game. Home game against the Brewers. Non-existent otherwise. That's a little rough. That's a little rough right there.
Let me ask you a question. When Cal Tucker drove in that run yesterday to make it a 1-1 game, who scored?
Wait, what? I'm sorry. I was reading a text. Sorry. No, what was the question?
Yesterday, there was a game. Matt Shaw had a single. Or excuse me, not a single. Kyle Tucker had a single that drove in a run.
Talk about yesterday?
Yes.
The 2-out hit? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at Matt Shaw game to game. He's having good at-bats. He's not looking overpowered at any point, correct? Who's having a better second half? Say a Suzuki who plays every day or Matt Shaw?
Mm-hmm, Matt Shaw.
Okay. What are we talking about here?
I just added the texture. That's all. Like, I'm not just going to dismiss. While I think people are inclined to be angry when they hear Craig Counsell say that, and I've heard anger about it, I'm trying to just pull it back a little bit and see it through the manager's eyes. In that case,
he said he was bad since the homer game at the end of the homestand against the Brewers. In the game since then, he was a defensive replacement, didn't get an at-bat. He was 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. He was 0-for-1 because, again, he didn't start the game. And then he was 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI.
Dude, you don't have to tell me, man. He's the new PCA.
What do they want?
Yeah.
What do they want?
I think he's a rookie who has had an extremely up-and-down season, right? I mean, he was sent down. And then even after that, he was hot, and then he got cold again. And now he's hot.
And he hasn't been cold again since.
Just, and maybe part of that is the way Craig Counsell has used him.
Okay. I just went in games in which they lose like 4-1, I might want to see more Matt Shaw or even Owen Casey in the lineup then.
The other text, 773, my choice for Bone Thugs and Harmony.
No Surrender.
No Surrender. Patrick in Gage. But you know that song? I don't know if I know that.
Yes.
My catalog doesn't go that deep. Yeah.
We know. You have the jukebox catalog. If it's good enough to be on this jukebox, it's good enough for
me
to play.
It's the play the hits is what I like to do.
Exactly.
We need to take a break here. But when we... Are you ready for Anthony Herron?
Yeah, because we're going to play the hits with Anthony Herron.
We're going to play the hits with Anthony Herron. We're going to talk about the Bears and the NFL. And who knows, maybe baseball, maybe something that Anthony heard. You know, Anthony likes to set the record straight. You know what I mean? He likes to come in and tell everybody what they're wrong about. So we'll allow.
I can imagine what he's going to tell you you're wrong about. I got a list.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that list. I want to hear about that list. Coming up next, it is Anthony Herron. This is the Rahimi and Harris Show. I'm Mark Rohde, in for Layla on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.